We are in Sanhedrin, of course, on Daf Yudgimel Amud Aleph 25. Okay, Lo Yarbel Anashim, the second line. Okay, there are three things King Solomon did wrong. The first thing is Lo Yarbel Anashim, it says you shouldn't have many wives. It says Amel Shloimel King Solomon, Ohav Noshim Nochrios, he loved non-Jewish wives. Shim Berichai Amar Shirichai said, Ohav Mamish. The love here is literally both for licentious purposes. He was lusted after these women. And unlike Jimmy Carter, it wasn't just in his heart. Okay?
Chanani ben Achira.
More like Bill Clinton. More like Bill Clinton, right? Chanani ben Achira, Rabbi Yoshua. Chanani, the son of the brother Rabbi Yoshua. Omer, he says, Al Shem Loti Schatin Bo. He transgressed that which it says, do not intermarry. He did intermarry. Rabbi Yosi Amar, Rabbi Yosi said, no, he didn't do L'Shem Shamayim. He wanted to draw these women to words of Torah. He was doing a little bit of kiruv work there to bring them under the wings of the Shechina, of the Divine Presence. Rabbi Elazar Melech goes back to the other approach. No, these women led him astray. Obviously, they didn't do a particularly good kiruv job on them. You come out saying, Rishim Mechai, and Chanani, and Rabbi Lezer, Chada, they all the same way that it was a bad scene. And King Shlomo was not involved in this exactly same Shemayim. Rabbi Yossi, Poli, Gathlo, say, and Rabbi Yossi argues on the three of them. Okay, because he said, they're the same Shemayim. Period. What's the second sin? Lo Yarbel Susim. It says the king should not have many horses. Uksiv yet it says, Vayidu Shlomo Arboim Elef Urvos Susim. He had 40,000 stables of horses in America to ride. Ushnemasar Elef Parashim. And 12,000 horsemen. Now it's actually a question. Because L'chaira, if there are horsemen involved, so they're cavalrymen, right? So he actually needed to wage war. So if you need to wage war, there actually should be dispensation. Says more about Lonim Hayu. They were about meaning they weren't, so they were idle because there were no wars at time King Shlomo, right? So therefore, it's unnecessary. That was a transgression, and that which says you shouldn't have too many horses. Yeah, it's coming up. Vahed, it's coming later on the page. Vahed yod mutabuchulam. A commoner is allowed to have as many wives as he wants, and as many horses as he wants. And as we assume the next one as well applies to a commoner. V'kesef v'zov lo yarv lo mot. It says a Jewish king should not be so rich, shouldn't have so much silver and gold. It says va'itena melchus hakesef b'shalayim kavonim. The king made money in Jerusalem like stones. It was freely flowing in the streets. Asmar v'lo yunik navo. So I understand. Stones are stolen. Why wasn't money stolen? Rabbi Ezra said they were like Avni Eser Mosu Shnumon Amos. They were like the stones of humongous size, 10 Amos stones and 8 Amos stones. And they so too the money in Yerushalayim was not stolen because money was so cheap, people would just leave it lying around. Tai Rabbi Shimba Yochai, Shimba Chai Toyas, Nanababi. Even the weights which they used to weigh produce in the days of Shlomo, not only were they weren't of silver, not only were they silver, no El shows off, they made the weights out of gold. Umatam why? It said Ain Kesav Nechshabi made Shlomo, money had no value, wasn't considered to be anything significant in the days of Shlomo. Ksivit says Lishok Amarti Mehulo. This is a pasuk in Koheles. To laughter I said that it is desecration, mechulal's language of mechulal. And then the pasuk goes on and says, ulasimcha mazoo osah. And what is this frivolity doing? Amar kodesh baruch hu l'shloimo. Hashem said to Shloimo, what is this frivolity? Ma toro zubro shecho. What is this crown on your head? You don't deserve it. Rei mikisi, go down from my throne. And here's a different version than Bavli we have in Masechta Gittin, actually. I think it is coming up, if I'm not mistaken. The whole story with Ashmedoi, the king of the demons, who came and deposed King Solomon. Any recollection of that? So, you remember that? It's a yes or no question.
Yes or no.
Okay, we'll take that as a no. Anyway, but it's coming up soon. then in Gittin. So anyway, King Ashmedai, the king of the demons, he came and he posed him here. It's much more simple and terse. It says here, Bosu Shua at that time, Rav Yitzchak said, Bosu Shua at that time, Yorad Malach, and Malach came down from the heavens, Venid Mekid Mush Shlomo. And he took on the shape of Shlomo. It wasn't a demon, it was Ashmedai was an angel. Vamina Mekisu took him off his throne, Vyashav Tachtov, and he sat there instead of Shlomo. And Shlomo himself, went to shuls and batei medrash. And he said, "Ani Koheles, I'm Koheles. So you see, Melech al Yisrael, Yerushalayim. I was the king over Israel and Jerusalem." And they said, "Yeah, right, sure. And I'm Napoleon, right?" They said to him, "Malka Yossi Vabasuli on the day. You, the king, is sitting on his throne. V'tamar ani Koheles. You're saying ani Koheles. You're Koheles." For you mocking us, so they beat him b'kona with sticks. We beat him one of kara greasing. They would bring him food full of legumes, of beans to eat, no delicacies. Bosu Shua at that time he said, "V'zei, this is all that is left to be my portion." He's demanding some say chutra. He's referring to his staff. He's demanding some say. So here it says kanyo, but that would be the same thing as chutra. The emotion changes to kudaya or kodya, which is his mug to drink from. He's the man, some say kushrate, his plate, and whatever he had left, it was one of those but things and nothing more. Umi kitrugo, who prosecuted him, Shemayim? Amir Shemalei said, "You chibi yarbe kitrugo." The yud, it says, "Lo yarbe lo kesef izov, lo yarbe lo susim, lo yarbe lo noshim." Yarbe means you shouldn't have a lot of them. So the yud came and prosecuted him. So the Pnei HaKorban says the yud. There's no significance in the letter yud, but of course we would never accept something like that. That is sacrilegious to us who have been brought up in the Tzadokian perspective. So what the Ori Yosha brings down a shot, which is that without the yud, it's rab. Yud is the future tense, but without the yud, rabah can be past tense. Lo rabba lo susim, which means that Shlomo, the way he wants to learn is that the yud was to say Shlomo Melch drop me, and now we set precedent for future kings. In other words, his past actions are precedent for future actions. But I don't like that either. My pshat is like this: in Shmos, in Bishalach, it says Oz Yosher Moshe of Neisrael, right? And Rashi says that why does it say Oz Yosher, not Oz Shar Moshe? I say Moshe will sing and not Moshe sang. So one of the pshat that Chazal give is that it's allusion to Chias HaMesim, right? But Rashi brings down another pshat that Yosher means he thought. And whenever somebody thinks about something, then does it. So in Tanakh, he uses such a language of future tense, even though it's a past event. So as Yosher Moshe means he thought to think, and then he built, and then he said, then he sang after having thought to, obviously, thought through and formulated the same song. So here, actually, what we're upset about is Shlomo HaMelech, what the Mishnah said is that he thought that, I don't know actually the Mishnah says it, but the Bible sort of brings down, he thought, Ani arbe v'lo osur, right? Shlomo HaMelech thought, I'll have a lot of money, and I'll have a lot of wives, and I'll have a lot of horses, and I won't stray, right? It says, don't have all these things because you're going to stray from the path of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he was punished for his thought, meaning he thought that he's going to be such a big chacham that he said he's going to be able to do it and overcome the Torah's prohibition. So he's punished for his having gone through that thought process. I think there's a pasuk, I might be making it up, though. It says, a person shouldn't be too big a chacham. Because if he's too big a chacham, I know it says alti tzadik karbe, but I think it's also possible don't be too big a chacham. It's because if a person's too big a chacham...
Which one said that?
That's in Bogus here.
Right. But that's the Maharal's version. Explanation is that
you can be too big of a hunkman, it still it doesn't mean you're always right.
Yeah. Well, that's why I'm interpreting here. I don't know if I'm going to find it, however.
It's really interesting.
Yeah. That's what it is. Mishle. Per Gimel Pasuk Zayin. Al ti yichlach ve'enecho. Yiraz Hashem v'sur meira. Okay? Wonders of modern technology. Mishle Gimel Zayin.
This would be the other way to say.
Okay, so that's what he was punished. You were punished him for having, being such a chacham and making these machshavas. Had he not been so smart, you know, and so they say in Yiddish, uber chacham. And not been so uber chacham, then he wouldn't have had gone into trouble. Okay, so anyway, the Yud Kot, Tani. As Rav Shimon el Chai says, it's interesting. Rav Shimon el Chai says, because Rav Shimon is one who's always Darish time of the Krah. And here he says, don't be Darish time of the Krah. So Tanya Rav Shimon el Chai says, Allah Sefer Mishnah Torah Nishtatech Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Sefer Dvorim came up and spread, bowed down before Hashem. Amar Lefanav, and the Sefer Dvorim said before Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam. Ribbon alone, because after Besorah Sech, you won't return. It was actually not in Torah Mikzav, it's Torah Shabbat. Called the ITK, any document, Shabbat la Mikzav, Shabbat la Kula. It's like Eda Shabbat la Mikzav, Shabbat la Kula. Any document, just partially canceled, the entire thing is canceled. Vare Shlomo Mevakish Lakoy Yud Mimeni. Shlomo's taking out the Yud from me, right? Because this Yud, the Torah says, don't think these thoughts, and he's thinking these thoughts. Amar lei, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said back to Sefer Torim, Shlomo ve'elef kayetze bo b'teilim. We're going to cancel Shlomo and 1,000 of his ilk. V'domrim b'chay no batel, not to be canceled from you. Okay? That's why Shlomo was punished so severely. Now, Rav Huna b'shem Rav Acha said, and this is also fascinating, Drosha, not in the Bavli, Yud shenot HaKadosh Baruch Hu me'imenu Sora. The Yud which Hashem took from Sora, right? Sora is called Sarai. So what did he do with it? So not nitan chetzil al sora v'chetzil avram. It was divided in half into two hays, and one hay went to Sarah, and the other hay, which was taken away from her, went to Avram Avinu, right? Because he got a hay. I don't know what to do with this. I was thinking today, you know, you really have to, must be something to do with this drasha. So, but the next drasha is in the Babli, but this one is not in the Babli. Tan Rabbi Yeshua, so Rabbi Yeshua said, Although Yud Mishtatech Livnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yud went up and bowed down before Hashem, Vomre prostrated himself before Hashem, Vomre said, Ribbono Shel Olamim, Akatani Min HaTzadekus HaZois, you removed me from this Tzadekus, from Zora, it's not fair. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said to him, don't worry. Tzeilcho, you can leave, you're okay. L'sho'avar ha'yisanosim b'shem nekeva. Yeah, it used to be you were part of a woman's name. U'b'sof tevon, at the end of the world. Word. Chayecha, he swore, Shai Nozcha B'Shem Zocha, I'll put you into a male name, which is obviously more Choshev, Uvarosh Teva at the beginning of the word as well. Where do we say that? Because this Drasha, again, is a known Drasha, that he took it from the Yud from Sarai, and Odol Dechsiv, I Krom Moshe Loshea Bin Nun Yehoshua. And that Yud went from Sarah's name to Yehoshua's name. Okay? Now, the Christ of Sefer Torah Lishmo, a king has to write a Sefer Torah for his own sake. Shelo Yaneos, he cannot take the right benefit, meaning get away without writing one, Lo B'Shalavi, not in his father's Sefer Torah, Lo Sharabo, nor his Rebbe's Sefer Torah, he's got to write his own. We get it so, and we correct it, Misefer HaZohar, from the book which was in the Sefer Torah, which was in the Beis HaMikdash, Api Beis HaShem Shem Ve'achon, and the Beis HaShem, same one the elders checks it out. Yotzim Luchama, if he goes out to war, V'imo, oh, you missed some good stuff already. Yoitz in Lechama. Right? You missed some good stuff?
Yes.
Yeah. Took a while. All right, forget it. Forget it. Right.
Sure.
Yoitz in Lechama. My loyal subjects here. Yoitz in Lechama. He goes out to war with Imo, and the Sefer Torah goes out with him. Shneimar says, "Vayisal Imo v'kara bo koy mechayv." It's with him, and he reads it all the days of his life. V'arei dvoim kavuchomer. It's certainly true. This kavuchomer, I don't think it's a dummy clause from the Babli, but it says, "Umam melech Yisrael, a king of Israel, she also b'tzorche Yisrael." He's constantly involved in matters which concern Klai Yisrael. Neimar bo, it says by him, "V'kara bo koy mechayv." He's got to read it all the days of his life. Hahedjil, the simple person, has kamakam much more, so he always has to involve with learning Torah. Kaitzel was similarly Neimar bo Yeshua. It says by Yeshua, "V'gisa bo yem v'layla." Yeshua was told to think in Torah day and night. Yeshua was constantly involved in Am Yisrael's needs. Neimar bo says, "V'gisa bo yem v'layla." He has to learn Torah day and night. Heavy old simple people, achas kalo koshkein, so much more so. Melech Yisrael, a Jewish king, and Rochim El Suso, and cannot sit on his horse, ride his horse, v'yoshem nislo, should be kiso or bisilo, he can't sit on his throne. V'yemishtav cannot use lo b'kiso, nor neither his crown. V'lo b'shavito, nor his scepter. V'lo b'chami kom shamsham, nor any of his servants. Okay? Now, I think servants here could mean one of the tools which serve him, or one of the servants which serve him. It's not clear. Or, you know, either the humans or the utensils in his household. We don't know. Kishemes, but it sounds like for the next thing that it's not his servants, but Kishemes, as it says, when he dies, cool in Israel in front of, they're all burned with him. So, in India, they would burn the slaves. But it's unlikely that he would burn. So this sounds like it's actually the tools and furniture in the household, not a slave. Okay. Shneimar says, "B'shalom tamus, in peace you shall die, and Mr. Fosav Vosecha, and in the place where your ancestors' funeral pyres are burnt, Yisraelach, they're going to burn for you." Then also a room, you don't see him naked, Lokshim Stapin, nor when he gets a haircut, except for the barber, of course. Lo Leis Amerchatz, nor in the bathhouse. Hashem, why? Melech B'yotio Sechazen Einecha, king in his beauty your eyes should see. Now that's all in the Bavli, but now I think.
So maybe Rashi and Chumash, you know, the line about power going to the Nile.
Yeah, Nile. Yeah.
Because you want people to see.
Yeah, right.
Because he was a king. But it's a little different than the Gemara. The Gemara implies that it just meant.
Yeah, but there he wanted to make. Yeah, because Paro wanted to make himself out to be a god. There was a different intent on his part. Had he done L'shem Shemayim, he'd be okay. Okay. Now, the Gemara has a, this is actually fascinating, where this is not in the Bavli. Rabbi Chanina saw the Gabi Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. Rabbi Chanina went to visit Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya is, of course, the grandson of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. He was an Amora. He was the Nasi in his generation. And he had actually had the last Sanhedrin. Well, it's not clear. Hillel Hasheni was his son or grandson. I shouldn't put it that way. Hillel Hasheni was son or grandson of his last Sanhedrin. But he was one of the last Sanhedrins. Anyway, now it seems that he didn't dress well. They bring down, the Achrayim bring down the sources that he didn't actually, he was known, that he didn't dress well. So anyway, who brings it down here? The regular Ephraim in the bottom. He brings out a Bavli, which is clear he didn't dress well, wore lousy clothes. So anyway, so there, Chanina Sokar, Rinasia, Novakabe, Rinasia came out, Lobo Shatsute, wearing dirty clothes. He was wearing dirty clothes. Amar Lei, so he said, Chazor Lavosh Lokididach, go put on your frack. Mishum Melech B'yotio Chazenai Necha. You are a king, so to speak. You have to be dressed properly. You can't dress schlocky. Rabbi Yochanan saw Rabbi Yudinasiya. Rabbi Yochanan came to visit Rabbi Yudinasiya. Here's the source for all the Rosh Yeshiva in the world. You ready for this? Novak Lagabi Michiluka Dekisma. He came out in his shirt. No jacket. What did Rabbi Yochanan say to him? Amar Lei, so he said, Chazor v'lovush chalupach damra, go put on your woolen frock, right? The kitna is a linen shirt. So you can't come out in a linen shirt. You have to come out in your woolen frock. So, mishumel v'yofil techzen o'inerko. Same idea, okay? So it applies to Tam Chacham, so they say, B'shalom Azalman, when he gave smicha, he was very makbi that people to whom he gave smicha would have to wear a frock. Because he said they have to dress like a rav. For a rav has to dress like a rav. That's for this Gemara. Okay, minafak. Now, as Rabbi Yochanan was leaving, Amar Lei, he said, Rabbi Nasiya said, "I say atamta, come eat lunch with me." Amar Lei, Rabbi Yochanan said, "No, shlach v'aislach Menachem Talmud, but go get Menachem Talmud to go eat lunch with you." You know why? Because The Chassidus says, "V'soras chesed al lishona." Now, what I think he meant to say, although the Mepharshim don't see this, I think it's partial, meant to say is that he knows how to darshan very well. So he meant to say, "V'soras chesed al lishona." Right? He knows how to darshan very well. Very well. Why dafka him? So Mashbiach brings out a beautiful a medrash from this Menachem Talmud in Koheles Rabbah, which is mamish tzukapas for this Gemara. They ask Menachem Talmud. They ask him, "How come?" It says, Hashem afflicted you and starved you and gave you the mon. What? Mon is, they were afflicted and starved and they had mon? What does that mean? So he says, so Menachem Talmud brought you two squashes, one whole and one broken. He asked the guy, "How much did you pay for the whole squash?" The guy said, $2. "How much did you pay for the broken squash?" He said, $1. They said, "I don't understand. They're identical. The whole one is eventually going to be broken too. Why would you pay more for the whole one?" So the guy answered, because just like a person wants to enjoy eating, a person wants to enjoy seeing what he eats. In other words, what your food looks like is a critical component of its value to you. So that's Menachem Talmud. He said that's the same thing with the mud. You know why they couldn't stand the mud? It might have tasted like pizza, like falafel, like a corned beef sandwich, but it looked like white pellets. And therefore, it was an inui and a ra'avon because it didn't look tasty to them. And the seeing is just as much a part as the content. So that's what he's saying to him. You say, this is a refrain in every yeshiva from time immemorial. What difference does it make how I dress, right? Because the main thing is what goes on inside me. I can wear a flannel shirt and suspenders. What difference does it make, right? I'm talking about myself. So I wear a flannel shirt and suspenders. What difference does it make? No. That's our be able to say, invite Menachem Talmud. He'll tell you this drosha to tell you dafka have to wear your frock all the time. Okay? So that's what it's saying here. Okay? Says the Gemara Baiter, Minofak. When Rabbi Yochanan left the house of Rabbi Nesia, Chamo, he saw Rabbi Chanina, it says here on the bottom, in the Kikoron, Rabbi Chanina Bar Chamo, who was Rosh Hashiva right after Rabbi's death. It was probably an older man at the time, because Rabbi Nesia was already the Nasi. After Rabbi Yehuda Nasi's death, the labor got divided up. There was his son became the Nasi, and somebody else became the Rosh Hashiva. There's all discussion. I forget where it is we had in the Bavli, where Rabbi Efes was somewhere, Chanina Bar Chama, who would take over what turn. Anyway, even if it's not Chanina Bar Chama, it's where Chanina Bar Sisi, the idea is the same. You saw him in Fatek Hisim, you saw him splitting logs, cutting chopping wood. Amalei would say, "Rebbe, Leisuk Voidach. It's not that, not doesn't pass. You can't go around chopping wood." So Amalei said, Chanina Bar Chama say he wasn't even for a living. So the man asked, "What can I do? Basically, man, the shum shani. I have nobody to serve me. I have to go do it myself." Amalei said, "Amazing theory." Yochanan said, "In lo avaloch man the misham shoch. If you have somebody to do your work, lo mikabel loch mismane. You shouldn't have accepted the job. Meaning, a person should not accept the job unless he actually has a way to keep up his dignity in public." It's an amazing concept. Okay. Anyway. So says more writer. Tirim Yesimoni Biktisha Tveria. Once the top you're reading the Sia stories, we go on with them. Yesimoni was kind of a little upstartish. Okay, so he gave it to Rosha in the base Knesset in Tveria. Shimazosa Kwani. It's a pasuk in Oshea. Oshea comes to the Kwani and says, "Loma Lesa Tun Loiba Raisa. Why don't you let it tell him? Loyavis Lachot Chavdama. Now since then, Kosh Baruch give you 24 gifts. This is where you learn Torah." Amar Lei, so the Kohanim complained to Yehoshua and said, "Lo yo'avin lan klum. Am Yisrael doesn't give them to us." In other words, they're supposed to, but they don't give them to us. All right, so Yehoshua turns to Am Yisrael. Bakshibu beis Yisrael. Listen to the Jews. Lama Lei satun yo'avin achav dal matnaso. The pact is yos chomasina. Why don't you give the 24 gifts your command? Give them Mount Sinai. Amar Lei. So Amar Lei, so the Jews said to Yehoshua, "Malka nosiv kul. The king takes everything." Then Moshe enters to the king's house. Ubeis HaMelech Hazinu. The king's house, listen. Ki lochem ha-mishpat, because the judgment depends upon you. Lochem ha-mati, to you I say, v'zeh mishpat ha-kohanim. Right? This is the judge. This is what the court, the allocation of the kohanim. Arsenei, since you the king's house, don't make sure this happens. Arsenei, the shame you want, but then eventually go to sit with you in judgment, will pass on and to mete out the sentence, will have me all of them and eradicate you from the world. Now, although I don't see how this was a thinly veiled or not so thinly veiled attack on Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, because he was obviously the leader of that generation, and obviously he felt the taxes were very oppressive. That's the case because of the next line. Shom Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, of course. Here see, I heard about this drush and he got angry. So Dachos, so Yosi Muni got was afraid. Varak he fled. Sakun Rabbi Yochanan Shlokas Shapaisus. So Rabbi Yochanan Shlokas came into Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya to appease him. Amrulay, they said, Rabbi Gaba Rabu. They said, listen, he's a big man, Yosi Muni. He might have slipped up, but he's a big man. So Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya said to Rabbi Yochanan Shlokas. Efter call man the no show lay. Is it possible anything I ask him, who may you lay, be able to answer me? Is he such a great man? Amrulay said, in, yes. Amrulay, so they called Yosi Muni in front of Rabbi Nasiya. Amrulay, so Rabbi Nasiya said to him, Mao Dendasi, what's that which it says? Kizan Saimon. Their mother was licentious. Sorry, made a Zona. I saw, was Sora our mother a Zona? What do you do with this pasuk in Hosea? Right? So Yosi Muni gave him an answer. He said, normally, Kivas Kain Ima. You know what? We call the daughter like the mother like the daughter. Even though the mother was innocent. But once her daughter goes off, we call the mother names as well. And you know, the colloquial English cursing, you have the same thing. You curse the mother because of the child's iniquities, without going into any profanities. So the Gemara says here, and vice versa, ki ma bita. If the daughter is off the derech, we say the mother's off the derech, we say that the daughter is well. And then he went out to say to me, and he said, ke dor ke na nasi. If there's a lousy generation, it's because of the nasi. He's talking from Yehuda Nasiya, right? And a nasi ador ke nasi ke na dor. It's like the Nasi, so this generation. Kim is back on up, the altars like the Kohanim, and of course the opposite as well, would be as well. And he quoted, Yosi Muni quoted Rav Kahana, that Kahana Mar Ken, he would say it this way, Kigin saw Ken Gardener, like the garden, so too is the gardener. So Amar Laam, so Rabbi Nasiya turned to Rabbi Yochanan Shlokas and said, Lo tap the kali the loba boy. It's not good enough in that he curses me not in front of me, Chazman, one time, which he did in the base Knesset, El Ba'ape, in front of me, tosses him, and he just cursed me three times. Right? It's because of mother, daughter, Nasi generation, and Mizbeach, the Kohanim, or I guess maybe you could substitute for them, the guard and the gardener. Okay? Amalei, so nevertheless he went on. He said to Yosi Muni, Masu is that which it says, Hinei kol Moshe Eliachim Shol. Anybody wants to say a mushal, parable, will say part of the final parable. Lomaki Mabita, say like mother, like daughter. So this is going for somehow they knew what's going on, Leah. Vachi Menu Leah Zona Hoyas, was Leah, our mother, Zona. In other words, Dina was Mizana, right? Inadvertently. But she was Mizana with the daughters of the land, right? So was Leah also Mizana? We say Kima Bita. Says, and now it says, Dina went out, was there some damn, some shortcoming mother? Amalisa said, yes, Leah was also a foreign woman. Not an Avera Chasvisham. But when she went out to meet Yaakov and said, tonight's my turn to have relations with you. So she was very forward and brazen in that respect. Okay? Pashtin Yitzia Mitzia. We derive the one going out of Dina from the other going out of Leah. Rabbi Chizkia of Amalek Burcha. Rabbi Chizkia was walking down the street. Poga Bechad Kuti. He met with a certain Samaritan. Amar Leah, they said, Rabbi, said Rabbi Chizkia, Rabbi, Atu Rabbi, are you the rabbi of the Jews? Amar Leah, in. He said, yes. So of course, what he meant to do was make a mockery of him for being haughty, for pronouncing himself the rabbi of the Jews. Rabbi Chizkia continued. The second Amalei is still Rabbi Chizkia speaking. Says, you should know, it's true that I'm the Gadol Hador, but it's not because I made myself the Gadol Hador. It's not the way it works in Klal Yisrael. Maxim, it says, Som tosim alecha melech. It says that Hashem tells the Jewish nation, put your pinus off the king. Osimeksiv, it doesn't say that I, Hashem, will place the king, the God will adore and appoint him, and certainly he doesn't appoint himself. I will toss him. You should place the Hashemiloch, you put the God, you place the God will adore upon yourself. It's not my fault that they picked me. Okay? So I can claim no credit to myself. I certainly don't claim to be divinely ordained, right? But what can I do? Amisol has picked me to be the God of Ador. Okay? Hajar Per Koingo. New parak. Third parak. Halacha. Dini Mamas Bishlosha. Monetary claims are with three witnesses. Zebor Lo Echad. Each of the three. Three judges. Zebor Lo Echad. That's talking about where it's not a sitting court. Rather, it's an ad hoc court convened for this purpose. What's called a Zavla. Zebor Lo Echad. Right? So, each one chooses one judge. The whole discussion in Bavli, I learned Mishnah, but we'll just learn Shammai seems to be pretty straightforward. Each litigant chooses one judge. Zebra Echad. Ushnei Borim together, the two litigants, Borim Od Echad, they choose a third judge, the mayor. Chami and Chami say not the two litigants, but Ushnei Adayonim, the two judges, Borim Od Echad, they choose the third one together. Okay? Says Warma Bazar said, why does each one choose a judge? Bitok Shabiro, because you chose him to be a rabbi school, so he looks for your merit. Now it's actually not the way it's supposed to work, even though modern courts, which are crooked, that's the way it works. You pick a die and he's your advocate, the other guy picks a die and he's his advocate, and they clash and they put the third one. But the unfortunately Chas V'Shalom wasn't the intent to base it. Rather, the litigant is more amenable to accept the Pesachim basis because he says if I picked him Mistami he'll be inclined to Pesachim like me if there is any tzad to Pesachim like me, but in fact the dayan is enjoined to be impartial, not to be the advocate of his quote unquote client's position. Okay, says the Gemara, my tire mayor, what's the logic of mayor that the two litigants pick the third witness, the third judge. Kadeshi's Barish Loshim Midas Achaz, in order they should all be considered, each litigant should consider all three judges coming from his intent. This is based on, as a matter of the third Shari, third Shal, points out the next Mishnah. Next Mishnah is where the mayor says, each litigant can possible the litigants of the Dayanim of the other litigant. So therefore, in effect, each litigant sees himself as having appointed all three judges. One he appointed outright, the other he did not reject. And the third one, they pick together. So that's why each litigant will be more predisposed for our mayor to accept the verdict of the court. Right? Whereas, my time is Rabbanu, what's the last Rabbanu say? The two judges pick the third guy. Says Amar, Lab Kula Minach, you don't have the capacity, the judges say, Mivchor Mesi Madat Boy, to choose and have us sit with whoever you want. Meaning it's our choice that we want to sit with, right? So therefore you can't pick it. You and we choose. In other words, the first two are chosen by. I'm sorry. El anavat mevachrin means the two litigants say to each other, "Me and you will choose the first guys, the first two guys. I'll choose one. You choose the other." Umaspin, and they will sit with them, Madunam Bain, whoever they want as a third party. So two judges are entitled to say to the litigants, according to our Rabbanan's approach, we don't want you to determine who's going to sit with us, we'll determine the third member of our panel.
But do they still have veto power of that third member?
Yeah, according to this, now, it seems they would still have, according to Rameir, they have veto power, not going to Rabbanan. Okay? Says Mar Vakasha Al. Now here it says the Rabbanu, but I tried to fit it in. Look at all the fleshmen; they all were shver like the Rebbe, as we used to say in high school. So therefore, I would like to change this to Rabbi Meir. Vakasha Al the Rabbi Meir is my change. According to Meir, who said that all three judges have come from Das Achas, because each person thinks he picked all three. We're at the following case. Mace Echo. Now I didn't look this up. I was going to, and I forgot. But I'm hypothesizing that the psak is if one of the judges dies, so you need three judges. So what do you do? Who would select the successor?
Whichever judge had been chosen by the litigants.
No, I would say the two remaining judges choose. Not necessarily they do with their.
I would see a replacement if it was Reuben's judge had died.
Yeah. So obviously, that's, it seems like Gemara held is not the case. In other words, that whenever somebody dies, the other two judges replace him. So in that case, obviously, learning to Shloshim is Bar Midas, because they don't all come from the same Das. So if that's the case, we don't need them all to come from the same, you know, perspective, meaning that the litigant thinks I picked all three, then that's going to be fair. So then why would you say if in case we're mace, that we don't need all three from the same perspective? Why in any case need all three to be seen from the perspective, meaning that each litigant should see them as being from their perspective, have the third one be picked impartially by the two judges already there? So it's Kasher Amir, and the Gemara doesn't answer why he has a range of way he does. Okay? Each one could say, you know, what is it called when you devour? What is it called? What's this fancy word? When you don't.
Wadir.
Okay. Is that what it is? When you process somebody else's juror?
Wadir, it has to do with jury selection.
Right. So here's the same idea, isn't it? Wadir, don't you know what Wadir is? Only a lawyer, a doctor, not a lawyer. But it's each side in a court case.
Yeah,
a certain amount.
They can reject the.
Right, so a similar
term.
Idea.
I didn't know the term, though.
Why do you? I don't know, it's spelled.
French.
Latin.
Probably.
Yeah. Okay. So, the Zepoys of Diana Joseph, Zepoys of Diana Joseph, the very American American. No, you can't just do this out of pocket, you know, on a whim. You can prove that this guy's a korov, that guy's a posel. If they're kosher, and certainly if they're experts, you can't reject Dayanim at your whim. As the daf could be grounds for rejecting Dayanim. Says Mara Kini Masisa, this Gemara is a little bit messed up according to many of the Farshim. I'm going to try and get through with it with the least anguish possible. It's not hard. It's a little bit confusing. Says Mara Kini Masisa, this is the way to read our Mishnah. Zeh poisel dayono shel zeh. This guy can possible this through this guy's diet. Ho dayono lo, but not this guy's diet, which makes no sense, of course. They're saying it's dayono, but not dayono. What do you mean? So the way Shaitan is told in Kikalo, I didn't read it. It's cute, but I don't think it's true. Meaning he only had one peremptory challenge. He challenged the first judge he puts up, but not any subsequent judges. So he had one challenge, use it well. That's how he learns it. When the apostle one dying puts up, not any subsequent ones, without cause. Okay? You like that?
Yeah.
Why? That's what they say, but why stop after one?
Well, it's an arbitrary
number. Right. It's very arbitrary. So I don't like that. So therefore, I want to tie it up like this. This is my pshat. My pshat is that it should be the way to read it is like this. Kini Masnisa, I also changed it. Kini Masnisa, Zepo Sel Dayan, no, shows there. Ha Dayan, without the vav, lo. In other words, I can counsel the guy, if you pick Yankel to be your dayan, I can reject him. But if you pick Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky to be your dayan, I can't reject him. In other words, dayano means you made the guy to a judge. He's normally just shmendrik off the street. He might be a kosher yid, but he's not an expert. In that case, I can pass as many I want. Because, but if I say if it's a dayan, then I can't pass. That's not bad, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I made that up. That's not bad. Now it's not creative because it fits in very well with the next line, which is why I like it. When can you passel judges? Only by Erkosha Basuri. Now Erkosha, normally Erkosha means non-kosher, non-Jewish courts. But here I mean Jewish courts, but of a lower stature, right? Without naming names of similar courts in the United States, it's lower courts in stature. But if you have a mamish, a Torah Dekadai, which I assume means a samuch, right? Somebody who has real smicha, bona fide smicha, then you can't pass on him and say, well, I don't accept him, right? Rabbi Yochanan Marfil, but Dayone Toyra! It should be Hain, the Mashbiel says. Phil Bayonator, Hain Amarin. There's even say by Dayone Toyra, because Rabbi Yochanan, you're not going to stand in court here. It's an important point. This is a Zav law court. This is an ad hoc pickup court. So therefore, even if it's the Dayan, You know, I choose Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, right? You could say, I don't want Rabbi Yaakov. If it was in Muncie, you're going to the basement, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky was on the court, you can't reject it. But if we're making this off law court, then I could reject it. You know, in this august institution had a din Torah with Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, so you know they rejected as a dayan? Ramosha Feinstein, right. What? That's true, he was a Karam, I forgot. But he's only, I think he was a second cousin.
Second cousin, not possible.
Okay, fine. Anyway, spoken like a lawyer. Anyway, so Lamaisa, but they're in their rights. They can say, you know, going to Rav Yochanan, and pick up paste, and they can say that, you know, we don't want that diet. Okay, so that's what this happens. So Rish Lodishma, a few of the Torah hate our mind. Now, period. The period should go here. This is Mashbiach's Chiddush, and he's probably right. That's where the period goes. Now, Trey B'nei Nash have a loan Din B'Antioichia. Two people had a judge, a court case in Antioichia, which was in Syria somewhere. Amar Chayil Chavei, so what said to his friend, Mother Rabbi Yochanan, my Makabalai. I only want to listen to what Rabbi Yochanan has to say. Meaning, you want a Din Torah? We go to New York. We don't go to Chicago, which is what happened in a case which I'm involved with here as a consultant. So between a rabbi and a certain synagogue, the rabbi wanted to go to the CRC. The synagogue said, no, we're not going to the CRC. We're only going to Mechon Aroah in Muncie. Okay? So very firm shul. So in any event, so that's what happened here. We didn't want to go to the judge in Antioch. I am Torah, right? For a Zavua. But he said, not this you can't do. He said, am I a local community Mitarf about the, you can't drive his Baldin crazy. El Shamin Mileon Tamon. The court which is sitting in Antioch, in Syria, they hear the case there. If you have a Srucha, if they don't know what to paskin, then Kasvin Shachin Uvdar Abana, then they'll send a letter to us in Tveria. But you can't demand to go to Tveria, okay? Now, I'm Rabbi Lezer. Lezer said, Zelim Rebbe Tveria, the Zelim Rebbe Tzipori. One guy says, however, one guy says, let's judge in Tveria. One guy says, let's judge in Tzipori. Shoyim Lezer, Shoyim Rebbe Tveria. Listen to the guy who says Tveria. Now, the assumption is that Tveria has a superior court, because obviously Rabbi Yochanan was in Tveria. It was bigger than whoever there was in Tzipori. So, therefore, that's the superior court. Now, says Gemara, now the next line, this line causes all the portion of great anguish, and most of them want to cut it and paste it. They want to cut it out over here and put it at the beginning of the Gemara. And I don't want to get into it in great length. Mishar Disso wants to say, this is the question which led to the Kini Masnisa. So he wants to say, the Loilam goes before the Kini Masnisa. Rabbi Zera holds like Reish Lakish, that only a tefillah, only a secondary dying can be canceled, not a primary dying, a din dying Torah. That's what he showed there. So once learned, Mashbiach also wants to cut and paste it. I'm not happy with that. So while I want to learn here in place, and I want to say like this, says the Gemara understands that one guy, if one guy says Tveria and one guy says Tzipori, the Gemara understands that the guy can say, if we have a choice between two courts, and anyway we're traveling, we'll go to the more distant court, which is more expert. So there's more, ain't no dover soif, right? Zeh poiso, this guy say, I don't like this court over here. Zeh maybe, and he'll bring him to a higher court, meaning he'll always keep up pushing up and say, let's go to Yerushalayim, right? Guy doesn't want to go to Chicago, he'll say, go to New York. Nah, you know what, let's go to Yerushalayim instead. What's the, where does it end? So says Rabbi Zera, says that Bitvela Shano, only cities which are Tafel, meaning cities which are adjacent, right? Tafel means a city which is subservient literally, means it has to be in the vicinity. You can't schlep a guy to New York just because you don't like the basin in Chicago. It's got to be somewhere in the vicinity. Okay? Well, maybe to Detroit, right?
Antioch.
Antioch, right. Antioch in Ohio, or is it Illinois too? Okay, maybe there's one element to it. Anyway, so anyway, I'm Rabbi Law. Rabbi Law said no. He was even more machmir. He said, "Vayim Rabbi Lezer Zomer Betzvari Zomer Betzipori." That which is said that you have not Zomer Betzvari Zomer Betzipori. You go to Tveria. Beinu Da'avani Yosef and say about people living here. It says Bechada, but the Shai says it changes to Bahada Mashkina. They're seeing that the place they Mashkina. Min hachol l'acha, between mashkra, mashkra is precisely between Tver and Tzipori. They're 18 mil between Tver and Tzipori. And min hachol l'acha, from here to here, it says Shiva, but it's a typo that we showed him, say, the Ran and Rabban. Tisha milin, min hachol l'acha, tisha milin. When can you say, I want to go to Tver and not to Tzipori? When it's equidistant. Which Rabbi Zera said, as long as they're in the general vicinity, you can make them go to the better court, which I think is brought down in the Bavli. But he says, only if they're equidistant. If they're equidistant, you can force them to go to the better court, but not if it means traveling greater distance. Then you go to the closer city based in. Okay? Says what? Rabbi right yesterday said the converse of this is about Shmamina, you hear for, or the inverse, I don't know, whatever it is. They are trying to derive this. Trebin and Ash Havalei the Mitzvah, the two people who have to go to Tveria anyway. Right? They live in Tveria, or they live in the hinterlands, but they're closer to Tveria. Then, since it's in the same location, Zerim Rebbe based on Gorob Zerim Rebbe, so God wants to want to do it in a big court, the other says they want to do it in a small court. Shmamina is their Shomer based on Gorob. We listen to the guy who says, I want to do it in the bigger court because it's. There's no additional distance to travel. Okay? Says the Mar, is that place of Adam? Shall say, is that place of Adam? Shall say, each one can render the other guy's aid, disqualify the other guy's aid. Divrei Meir, Gorei Meir. Chomer say, now again, Amos said, when the truth is matched, maybe Raya, when he brings proof, Shane, Craven, Upslim, that they're relatives, or they are puzzled. I mean, when you share if they are legitimate world judges, witnesses, any Yerchol, Leposlan, you cannot reject it. Rishlavish Mishnah said, Kinimasi, this is the way to read a Mishnah. Hey, do! If you bring one witness, I can disqualify him, Vuadir? Is that what it was called? I can disqualify him, Vuadir. Hey, do! But he brings two witnesses. I made him Yochum Dover. How can I disqualify his two witnesses? Rabbi Yechonomer, not true. I feel a dog. He brings two witnesses. I can disqualify those two witnesses. Matani, we learned, there's all sorts of posturing which goes on in Din Torah. Loyal Masif and Daim can even add judges. Stack the court. At Sheikh Maradin. Until the judgment is complete. But the Yoyim Chomar Zorben. And the judge himself can leave the din. Nigmar din only once it's fixed in place, it's concluded, and Chomar Zorben can renege. And the Oryash means that there's a Pasuk Dvarim. Echo Salav Adi Tarachem Asachem Rivchem. And Rashi brings down that what does tarchachem mean? Mlamachu tarchonim. That if somebody saw that he was going to lose a case, he'd say, I need more judges in the case. I have more evidence to bring, right? And the point that you show me, you have the right to do that. As long as it's in the middle of the court case, you can posture by rejecting witnesses, adding dayanim. There are all sorts of things you can do, even though there might be blatant delaying tactics, that's part of a court case. Okay? It's an amazing concept.
I don't see the connection between rejecting witnesses and
adding dayanim. But the Gemara does. Gemara says all part of posturing in court. You're right. I wouldn't either, but the Gemara does say that thing. But be as it may, Lamaisa, all is well, because Rabbi Yechonon ain't from Elaine. If these are only witnesses, Shane Yochol the Fafsla. This is only a case where the other guy says, I have 10 witnesses. In that case, I can preemptorily challenge his initial two witnesses, because he said he has 8 more. But if Yitak only has 2, then I have no right to a peremptory challenge. Unless I can find a troop soul, a curve on them, then I'm starting. I cannot reject them.
Now it's up to the litigant to challenge the other person's witness, if not the dying.
If the dying can too, but this is a peremptory challenge. This is without cause, just for because you claim, well, this witness, if you claim it, I'm saying, witness, well, bring the other ones, because I have sphakus about these. Okay?
It has,
yeah, the Dayanim have to be Dersh for Chayka. They have to check it out. Yeah, of course. Okay. Says in Maram Azir said, Uva Echad Min Ashuk Mitzvah Lim Sol Eidazu. The litigant plus somebody else canceled this testimony because then it's 2 against 2. Litigant plus another guy against these two witnesses. So the Babi has to, Shami doesn't bother with it. And what do you mean? The litigant is no gambit over. How can he be a witness, right? It's not 2 against 2. He's a litigant. He can't, it's not kosher to be a witness in this matter. But the Ushami doesn't deal with that question. Rechina asked a question on the Shluch. How can Shluch say, just flippantly, you can pass the guy's aiding? Even if the aid echot is not absolute testimony, but he does do something, he requires there to generate the requirement for there to be a Shluch. So how can you just, Rechina, say you reject the matter of hand? And the moral also doesn't answer that either. Gemara goes on to another statement. Amar Rav Zera said zero. Psul sarech li possible basin. And to prove their guy's possible aidus because he's a ganev or a gaz or something like that, or one of the things are going to come up on aloche, that has to be done in court. Kara, but to say it's relative, ain't sarech li possible basin. It doesn't require a court to prove that because it's obviously well known. Even two witnesses can't say testify that this guy is a Korov. You need to go to court to actually research if a guy is a apostle, but two witnesses can say he's a Korov, that's sufficient. Now, the next one really belongs after the next Mishnah. Gilly and Fine read by say, so let's from the next Mishnah. Amalei, one of the two litigants says, Namalei Abba, I trust my own father to judge. Namalei, I trust your father to judge. Namalei, Shoshroi, welcome, I trust the three cowboys. Rameir says he can renege on any of these statements because these statements are like an asmachta. He doesn't really believe me, and them or believe them. Chomei stuck, and the old lachzor, once you accept arbitration by any of these individuals or panels, he's stuck. Similarly, if a guy was liable to make a shvuah to his friend, firmly, and the friend said to him, you know what? Don't take a shvuah. We learned this on shvuah, so it's very shvuah to take a shvuah. Just to take a nether by the life of your head. The Rameir said, the guy who said, you don't take a shvuah, all you do is take a nether, you can react on that and say, you know, I changed my mind, I need a real shvuah. Chomei said, once he's committed to that, ain't a yochel lachzor, we can't renege. On my law, he said, if a guy said, Namalai Avicha, I believe your father or my father, Kiva Labif Neishlein, if you accept that from two witnesses, Yoel Lachzabo, he's not bound by that acceptance. Because it didn't have true Gemir's Das, complete intent. Bif Neishloish, if it's in front of three witnesses, and Yoel Lachzabo, he can't renege. Why is that? Now we cut in, completing what we cut from the previous Gemara. The last line. If in front of three people he accepted a lower level of credibility, a lower level of judgment, a lower level of shvua, he's stuck by it because that is paskin the panim, because he can see it in front of three people. Okay? Says Marshmallow said that also, then when Kiraneg Bishalom, not the Misev, and Nasan Lazet, if the people you accepted as judges, your father, his father, the cattle rustlers, they didn't already take from one and give to the other. They already executed that locha. Hey, the yochel lachzor, it's after the fact, you can't renege. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish argue. Omer they said, I feel not on me zeb and not on leze yochel lachzor. They can even renege after the judgment meet out, because according to those old, you can't renege, which is Rabbi Meir, because it's never going to be etched in stone because they were not valid judges. Now, Kita b'makte din kot kibul olav. If the guy say, you know what, you don't have to take the oath, and you don't have to swear me b'chay roshecha, just grab on to my garment, right, and make a statement holding on to my garment, which means it's even less than by your life. By your life, a statement, you know, obviously if you're not telling the truth, then drop dead, right? But saying so there. Once you accepted that, you can't renege on your acceptance. But if you said, swear to me, holding my garments, so that's such a low level of credibility that you can renege and say, no, I really couldn't take that. I really wasn't serious about that. Okay? Says Gemara, I be here by Bar-Mar. Bisha'amelo, yomeli avicha. Now, this is amazing. There's amazing Gilead Ephraim here on the bottom. I'm going to look like Gilead Ephraim. The Bavli Yerushalmi, according to the Ephraim, have a diametrically opposite machlokas. According to the Bavli, this is only if a guy said, I'll accept my father upon myself and I'll be moichel you. I'll accept my father upon myself and I'll give you. Because to give requires a higher level of truth, a higher level of judgment. And to accept the father, whatever the father says, and on the basis of that, to deliver the money, that's an asmachta lo kanya. It's clearly not a valid transaction, that's what Bavli says. To accept the father, to refrain from paying, in other words, to refrain from making you pay, that'll be moichel you. I won't collect if my father says I shouldn't collect, or if your father says I shouldn't collect, that we can tolerate. But the other way around, that to say, I'll pay if my father says I have to pay, or I'll pay if your father says I have to pay, that's an asmachta, it's not binding. The Ushami holds mamish lehevech. The Ushami holds if a guy says, I'll pay if my father tells me I have to pay, if your father says I have to pay, that's a binding commitment. right? Because he doesn't have to willingly do it, he has to just go along with what they say. But to say, I'll be Meichel, Mechila requires a true Mechila in one's heart. He doesn't want to be Meichel on the basis of what they say. That's what Gilan of Rhyme says. And it's borne out by the Gemara here. Let's see it inside. Then he can renege, according to Amir. So when he said, if my father says, I can't collect from you, then I can't collect from you, then, according to Amir, he can renege on that deal. But if he said, if my father says, I'm a kabbal upon my say, myself to give you, right? Then Eloy wrote also, he really intended to give. He was looking for a tool to give, like a reason to give, but really intended to give. The imam is the opposite of the Bavli. Even a person says, let my father say, and I'll pay. Lo matzino edusha to pikarov. Just like there's no testimony from a relative, there's no psak from a relative, and Reimer holds you can renege, holds you can even renege. In that case, where you accept upon yourself to give, you could still renege on a deal. It wasn't a true acceptance of the situation. Okay? Haloche. Eilon Epsilon, these guys are possible. Very famous Mishnah. Messiah of Kuvia, gamblers who roll the dice, right? Mavarim is usurers. Mavarim people who race doves. Sarashvi is those who make money both through merchandising Shemitah products. Vavarim and slaves. Rishim Shin said, Michil Loyu Koreo Sam Elo Eisvishvis. Initially, he called them people who gathered during Shemitah. Mishrava knows about when many bandits came and compelled people to collect in their fields in Shemitah on penalty of their lives. Then they wouldn't call them Osirish anymore. Chazukos and Sarah Shemitah, so they call them merchants of Shemitah. Rabbi Amir, Amosai, when are these guys possible? There's my chain, Lulu Seller, who he only has got this trade. Aviash Lulu Shalomi, if he's a mobster and besides any gambles on the side, I raise the kosher, he's okay. Right? He has to have a profession other than the gambling. Okay? That was a joke. A lame attempt, but it was a demo. Yeah, right. Hamasachi Vakuvia, the mayor. Hamasachi Vakuvia. Some of you who plays dice, Hamasachi Pispisino, that's a guy who plays dice. Hamasachi Pispisino, I think it literally means dominoes, but the idea is the same. Hamasachi Pispisino, if he plays dreidel professionally, it's the same thing as well. Plays with nutshells or pomegranates, loyalam ein makabli noisam, and we don't accept the back, actually sharp his stuff until he breaks his dice. He's got to break his dice. Be bodik, and he has to be checked to see that he did full tshuva, the yasman chazar gemara, and to do complete atonement. Hamal, but if somebody loan money, usury ein makabli, so we don't accept the back, actually kaga he crushed the noisam until he rips it up his documents. Be bodik, and we check him out, the yasman chazar gemara. Umafiri avoid him, we own him. People who raise doves. It could be a dove, or any type of animal or bird. We don't set it back until they break the goads or the prods or the lures they use to race these animals. Who's the Sochashvis? It's not a guy who works all 7 years and also in Shemitah. He's bad, but not so bad. This guy goes on vacation for 6 years. Came in Shemitah, Shemitah, when Shemitah comes, then he starts willy-dilly. He's from a Fashi Yodav, he extends his hand, and he is involved, but Per Shemitah, so we don't accept him, until another Shemitah comes around. This guy waits 7 years to be accepted. He bought it, this is all the Bavli, by the way. He has to be checked, he asked for Chazar Gemara, and reneged completely. Got to wait 14 years to establish chazaka, two cycles of not being involved. Achim says chazoras mama. And tshuva is also based on the Spidel principle. Lo chazoras barim. Not just asham lu bagadnu. It's not good enough. That's not tshuva, right? What is real tshuva? Cash, right? Shri Yoimelam should say, hey lochem asayim dizeh. Here's the $200 I rip people off from. Give back that gift to aniyim, that which I collected from ill-gotten gains. Hosivalim, they added on our roim, shepherds, chamsonim, people who compel people to sell to them, gazlonim, thieves. Well, obviously, gazlonim can't be true gazlonim because true gazlonim sold a raisel. So the Shor Pnei Moshe says, Gazoim steal from Ktanim, you know, the type of theft which only the Rabbanim. They steal from Chereh Shoyter or Kotter, right? So that's the type we're talking about. The Chal Shoyter Mammon Eba says, pay money, they do some potatoes, their Edus is non void. Amrei Yvorah said, Uvab Roim Be Medakot, specifically by shepherds of sheep, because they go into other people's fields. Okay, we'll stop here for this evening. I said 2.5, right?